bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're here with Love Our Proud
with Z and G on Joy 94.9. But you know what? I think Wendy on the soundboards, I think we're more than ready for that special segment.
Is it that time for the segment?
It is. We're well deserved. We're well deserved, aren't we, listeners? Yes, we are. Text in, though, if we are well deserved, if you can get in quick enough. You got a 4-second window to get it in.
But Wendy, can you cue us up that sound effect?
Can you please? Please, Wendy.
That was such a severe sound effect.
I know. It nearly blew out my eardrums is what happened.
Lucky I think Wendy knew to put it at that appropriate level.
That correct level, because Wendy, unlike Duncan, is a little bit more, you know, with it.
Just a little bit. But Duncan
is nice enough to, you know, edit down the podcasts, which you can actually check out at joy.org.au/loveourproud.
You can find all of our podcasts in little bits, thanks to Duncan.
Yes, thank you very much, Duncan. All right, thank you very much. That's some fantastic recognition. Thank you.
Who turned your microphone? Wendy, did you turn his microphone
Wendy,
on?
Is that what happened? Look, but you were telling me about what happened with your phone.
Yes, my phone has been misbehaving, we'll say.
Yes, that's, you know, that's what we can say the least.
It's been getting a little bit, you know, social without me being that aware of it, unfortunately, lately.
It's realizing that you haven't been texting enough people for that week, and it just decided to start calling or texting.
Yeah.
Is that what it...
So, essentially...
It pocket dialed. Is that
what you said? Yeah, you know, but it's not that thing where... So, I have an iPhone... I'll say that. Oh. But I use the Messenger app, the Facebook Messenger app.
Okay, yep.
And for some reason, it picks the most random person on that list or whoever happens to be online at that time. And a few times it's decided to just call that person on my behalf.
Just chime in. Just chime in and see how they're going. Like, the phone wants you to reconnect with these people.
Yeah, that's it. And it just doesn't make sense as to...
It's making these social decisions for you.
Without consoling me first, you know? So there's been times where I've caught it while it's ringing, but it still signifies or, you know, alerts that person that I've called.
It still tells them that you've rung, you've tried to reach out and make a connection with them, you know? Is that Wendy? I don't know if that was an appropriate time to play that. Okay?
Uncalled for, Wendy.
You can't make rolling comments on the comments we're making, okay? That's how it plays. Okay,
Ain't that the truth?
Anyway, sorry, you were talking about...
I hope that doesn't happen again. And Wendy...
Where were you? Were you pocket dialing?
I've just pocket dialed people through the Facebook app.
But I mean, my issue with that is how in this day and age do we... I thought we eradicated the pocket dial with no, you know, buttons to press. How is your... Do you have fingers on your legs? Is that what you're telling me? On your thigh, you have a series of fingers.
I do. I do, actually.
That pocket dial... specifically, though, on the Facebook app, not necessarily the phone.
Yeah, it makes the effort to go through to Facebook.
It has to open the app, then click on the person, then click on call. It's not just like, open phone and then call Wendy.
No.
Like, remember that time, Wendy, that Z called you and you said, who is this at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Wendy.
It was a big night. It was a big night that night. We had to put the show together. That was last night. And now we're here. What is it? Like nearly quarter past... One-ish? 12-ish?
Not even.
It's that late, we can't even know the hours. But anyway.
Can't even work it out.
You know, it's something that, I thought was eradicated, but clearly not. Clearly not. It is not eradicated.
No, because there was a phase where my mum was like, Paul called me the other day.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Completely forgot about it, right? But like mum's like, Paul called me the other day. Was everything all right? And I'm like, yeah, I think so. Like, I'm pretty sure everything's fine.
That was a pocket dial due to the home button on the phone being malfunctioned.
Yes, your phone has seen better days.
It has, but malfunctions, and then that activates Siri, and then that just, you know, whatever noise is around the place, it just picks up the name of your mother. Apparently, is what everyone was saying.
But
Mary, they were saying Mary all over the place,
and it calls my mum,
and it calls your mum.
This is your formal heads up that I'm aware of that you've been calling her, that you've been trying to reach out.
This
is me trying to just put a friend to friend stop to it.
Okay, I'll cool the steam.
I hope so, because this isn't the topic we're leading in.
No,
this is the conversation I wanted to be having.
That you were saying it, but it didn't it. You sent me a weird text at one point the other day.
Oh, I
from
did.
The phone, which was kind of strange. It was like one of those texts that sends you the location of somebody.
Yeah, but the thing was, I wasn't
like a distress
even
signal.
I wasn't even aware that I had sent it. It was it wasn't until you had sent me a reply that I had realized that I'd accidentally, like, you know, pocket, you know, butt sent you this thing, you know.
Sent out your GPS coordinates to me, to the local person.
But that wasn't the only strange thing about me sending you my location.
No.
Because it was, it probably...
It didn't say, oh, Z's location. It said, what was it? What was the name?
Willow Harris.
It said Willow Harris's location. And I'm like, who is Z? What is Z doing?
Why is she out with a tree?
Yeah. You know, isn't that the name of a tree? A willow tree?
Willow tree.
You know, why is he out there with Willow Harris? Is that what the name was?
Yeah. So that is actually a pseudonym for someone I used to work with. And for whatever reason, when I must have, like, traded the, you know, changed the SIM card in phones or whatever. Yeah. And put the new numbers into this phone.
And the name of the phone.
Something like that. I don't know what it was. But, like, for whatever reason, in my contacts, it thought that I wasn't Z.
You weren't Z?
In any stretch. And that number's in the phone. No, yeah. It thought I was Willow Harris.
Willow Harris.
And would refer to me, like Siri would respond to me as Willow Harris. And it confused me once or twice.
It's like such a strange, you know, name, you know, from anywhere. Just you know, Willow Harris, any name, you know. It would be almost like what... my phone calling me, well, Siri calling me,
Z.
A Z or a sausage potato, or, you know.
Yeah, no, because in saying that, you can, if you ask Siri specifically to call you something, it refers
to you
as that.
Ask,
yeah,
can you ask
them
to do that? Oh, really?
Her. Yeah. Okay, yeah. You know, Siri can.
You can change it to a guy now as well, can't you?
I don't know. Mm. I refuse to update it because I'm not dealing with that.
Yeah. Yeah,
it wants me to not use my phone, not be able to use my phone for like maybe 15 to 20 minutes.
And how can you be expected to put it down for that long?
Exactly right. You know? What are they expecting from me?
What, read a book? Ha! Huh. It's 2016. We got Kindles now.
Yeah.
We got Kindles.
Yeah.
You can just flick through the pages in 7 seconds and say, I've read it. Because, exactly. Hey, it says on my Kindle account that I've read it. So you can't contest that. You couldn't contest it with a real book anyway, so I don't know where that's going.
So,
but,
for whatever reason, my phone would refer to me as Z, but... If I looked into the thing in the context,
but really,
that said who
it
I
would
was,
it would refer to you as Willow Harris.
Yeah, and it referred to me as my nickname was Z.
Wow.
What are you getting at, iPhone?
What crazy world is this iPhone living in? That's why you should switch over to Samsung.
You think that's this is it?
Yeah, that's how you even out the playing field right now. You mentioned both competing companies, and now we're free. We're free.
We're
hopefully
free.
Not. We'll have to see you during the song if we get any Apple or Samsung messages.
Is that what we're doing? Is it time to throw to a song?
I think so, just so we can check to make sure there's no Apple representatives out the front saying, hey, you can't be talking to Siri like that. Do not talk to Siri like that.
Do you remember the other week where we had Sam come into the studio and he performed a musical instrument and... and he did a vocal noise, and I would say that Sam sung.
He did.
At a certain point.
He did. That was a...
Wendy, wow. That was appropriate. Yeah. I'll be honest with you.
Wendy, that was
spot on.
That was actually a good comment on the situation. you did well there. So you're reinstated off the probationary internship. Good job.
Good job.
All right, so what...
Still
what?
Unpaid, unfortunately, Wendy.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.